Even though. This is how we develop. Compassion. Kindness. Consideration.
I'd like to imagine
that I can step firmly into true compassion. Where I can witness. I can know.
I can remember.
I can see.
Pain and suffering.
And not resonate with it. And not contribute to it.
And not bring it
into my own body.
I want to be a source of light.
I don't want to resonate in the pain.
I've been doing that
for all of eternity.
Whether it was anger,
heartbreak,
grief,
or fear.
And I want to try it differently.
I want to have compassion.
And I don't mean just for others.
I mean for me too.
I want to pretend
until I remember it's real.
How to witness
even me
in the human experience
with true compassion,
which is not suffering.
All these generations,
centuries
of suffering.
I'd like to know.
I could step beyond
suffering
and be the light
that I am seeking.
I would suffer
if it helped anyone.
If it changed the past,
changed the future.
But I'm noticing.
I'm learning.
I'm sensing.
It does not contribute
to others
or to me
the way I'd like to contribute.
And it's worse than that.
I hold great suffering.
All kinds of chaotic emotion
in my body,
in my teeth,
in my eyes,
in my muscles,
in my bones,
in my posture.
I hold
suffering
that I have read about,
that I have inherited,
that I have witnessed,
that I have dreaded,
that I have made up in my mind.
I hold all of it
like a sponge.
And I no longer
want to live
in this place
of suffering
where I feel inadequate
and ineffective.
I've already explored that.
I think I have a master's
in suffering.
I know how to suffer.
Mental suffering?
I can do that for weeks.
Emotional suffering?
That one freaks me out.
But I can do that too.
Physical suffering?
Chronic pain?
I get an A+.
All the ways
I have explored suffering.
All the ways I'm programmed
to respond instantly
to specific types of suffering.
All the cellular,
all the physical,
all the emotional
memory
of suffering.
Who would I be if I let that go?
Not completely go.
Because I desire great compassion.
The kind of compassion that changes the world.
The kind of compassion
that comes from an open heart.
Not a fear-based heart.
Not a remembering heart.
But a heart
that knows
we're all evolving forward.
And it's time
to learn
how to let go
of stored suffering.
So much trauma.
So much trauma.
Trauma to the planet.
Trauma to animals.
trauma to loved ones,
trauma to strangers,
so much trauma,
physical trauma,
emotional trauma,
mental trauma,
spiritual trauma, so much trauma,
so much chaos.
How can I
stand in my own authority,
accomplish my own spiritual quest,
when I'm tied
in a thousand different ways
to a thousand different traumas?
I'm seeking,
I'm requesting
that if it is appropriate,
if it is right,
if it is part
of the divine plan,
that today
I could disengage
from my habitual pattern
of resonating personally
with suffering.
Doesn't even have to be mine.
Doesn't even have to be this lifetime.
It's like freckles.
Where did I get them?
Who did they come from?
Where did they originate?
In the family line.
If it's possible,
if it's appropriate,
if it is right,
if it is of service,
if it is allowed,
by spiritual law,
at this time on earth,
I'd like to withdraw all agreement
to store suffering.
Oh, I will experience suffering.
That's a given.
I just want to let go
of storing.
Of storing my suffering.
Of storing other people's suffering.
Of storing suffering.
Of the planet.
Of the species.
Of all that inhabit
our history.
So much suffering.
So much brutality.
So much violence.
At so many levels and layers.
All the ways it triggers,
a familiar resonance
in all of us.
I'd like
to let that go.
All the ways I'm connected,
all the thousands of ways
I have connected
through vision,
through hearing,
through reading,
through genetics,
through intuition,
through mass consciousness,
all the ways.
I have made connections
to suffering.
I'd like to
gently,
lovingly
withdraw those connections,
bring all my energy back to me,
and cultivate
true compassion,
uplifting compassion,
believing,
empowering,
inspired,
kind,
compassion.
I want to know what it is
to be the witness,
to be the observer
of the suffering here on this planet,
and still believe
that there is one good creator
and goodness
within us all.
I want
to stand in the belief
of goodness,
even when I can't see it,
even when I can't feel it,
even when I can't perceive it.
I want to hold
the belief,
the possibility
of peace,
of evolution,
out of suffering,
into true,
connected
compassion.
I don't really know what it means.
I'm not really sure what it would look like.
But I know my body,
my mind,
my muscles,
my joints
would feel better.
I give myself permission
to have a very new,
a very different
experience
of me.
Okay, big breath.